My brothers and sisters in Christ, Peter and John say today that it is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and what we have heard. And Jesus said to them while he was still with them that even the rocks will cry out if you do not preach what you have heard and what you have seen. And so there is an impossible spirit within a spirit within the apostles that is impossible to stop. The Holy Spirit of God, our patron of our cathedral, who impels them and moves them to speak and to do these things, to create these miracles, to have these miracles happen. It's all by the power of the Spirit of Christ, which has entered into their hearts and into their lives. And it happens on account of their thankfulness to God. First and foremost, that he has forgiven them. We know that the apostles were very slow to believe all that Christ taught them to believe. We see that in the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus kind of like scolds them, for not believing, for their hardness of heart. But once the Holy Spirit moves in their hearts, the apostles are unstoppable. And so we should follow that example, rejoicing constantly in our Lord and with great conviction that he's been so merciful to us. That psalm says it so well. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. My strength and my courage is the Lord. He's been my Savior. The joyful shout of victory in the tents of the just. You just hear the exaltation of God in the hearts of the faithful who have received all that they had hoped for and that they had longed for. And so this Spirit of Christ, the Spirit that rose Christ from the dead, has to be fully alive in our hearts. It should be impossible for us not to speak about what we have heard and what we have seen. And this is especially present. This Spirit of rejoicing is especially present in the prayer that the Church prays to our Blessed Mother during the Easter season. Do you know what prayer that is? Does anybody know? It's the Regina Caeli, right? So you can all say that now for me. That's in Latin. Some of you are going to sing it for me. The Regina Caeli, which means Queen of Heaven. It's almost as if Mary Magdalene, when I hear this prayer, it's as if Mary Magdalene's come to the Blessed Mother and is telling her what she saw. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia. For he whom you did merit to bear, alleluia, has risen as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia, for the Lord is truly risen, alleluia. So this is the Regina Caeli. How powerful that prayer is. We're like encouraging Mary to rejoice. Of course, Mary is the one who rejoices, and that's perhaps some of her greatest power. She says that in her Magnificat, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. And so every reason then to have that spirit of rejoicing within us, he's looked with favor on the lowly. He raises up those who are bowed down. He knocks down those who are on their high thrones, but he lifts up the lowly. And so we have every reason to rejoice, especially in this Easter season. We have to teach ourselves to do it, to live in accord with that spirit that was convicting Peter and John and all of the apostles to preach Christ who is truly risen and to be united to him. Let's rejoice today as we come to Jesus at this Mass and receive his risen body and blood in this Holy Eucharist.